FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
The scene in Fulton Square at Draft Fest 2019. Confetti, streamers, a red banner with the white letters Z-I-O-N. Welcoming Zion Williamson as we welcome you officially, Joey, to the weekend. Have you even remotely recovered, or how excited and happy are you? As it is a big, 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 big Friday here in the city of New Orleans. Zion is officially coming. Like, literally, he'll be in town today. I get paid to try to use words and try to describe what it was like in yesterday. And it's hard. I have trouble. If you were part of Draft Fest yesterday, if you were downtown and witnessed it and saw the thousands of people that were in and around the area, seeing social media, people all around town being excited about it as well. An unbelievable, incredible evening for sure. Not just with the drafting of Zion and everyone there, but I think overall the night for the Pelicans. David Griffin, bringing in three players with Zion included. Incredible. It's going to be a fun day, I think, today on the show. And definitely want your opinions. 800-998-1003. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. I absolutely want your takes on what you think about the draft last night. Did you, participate downtown and go there at Draft Fest, your thoughts on what it was like as well, from just, you know, your perspective, but just overall too, what would you think of the draft and what David Griffin did? I mean, it's incredible. And don't take my word for it. NBA analyst everywhere saying the Pelicans won the draft last night.
I look at what they were able to do tonight. We all knew that they were going to select Zion Williamson at number one, but to move back in a draft from that Laker pick at number four and take Jackson Hayes at number eight, they've got their center of the future right now. And then they get a guard in Nikhil Alexander Walker, who can kind of come off the bench and possibly play with Drew Holiday here. And I think they accomplished their needs, and they still have about $30 million dollars in cap space this summer to kind of go out there and do some free agent shopping.
All right, you like what the Pelicans did, but the Pelicans are not considered a contender yet. What contender do you like the most of what they did?
Well, I like what Portland did. I mean, here's a team that, you know, finished in the Western Conference Finals last.
What's interesting is he may not think that it might be a contender just yet, but I don't know if you got a chance to pay attention to what Adrian Wojnarowski had to say this morning. And I was, needless to say, a little surprised in a good way.
And not just those assets, it's clearing the cap space. They were able to get Solomon Hill and that $12.5 million off the books. Now the Pelicans are a player in free agency. They will have upwards of perhaps $30 million to go out and pursue. They could pursue a max free agent. I don't know that they're in the that they might be in the game for any of them. If they wanted to go after Al Horford, they could do that. But they want, I think the ability to draft Zion Williamson changed how New Orleans was going to do this post-Anthony Davis rebuild. That they, with him in the middle of this, they could keep Drew Holiday, you know, an all-star level guard there. They get two starters in Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and you bring another free agent into that group. This is a playoff team in the West. Typically, when you trade a player of Anthony Davis's caliber from a small market team, you're headed for a full rebuild. And they've done just the opposite in New Orleans. And not just those assets.
How about that? That's Adrian Wojnarowski this morning on Get Up. He says, you know what? They're a playoff team. Could be a playoff team. And, boy, you want to talk about kind of a change of what you thought could have happened, right? Just from a few months ago. Incredible. Three first-round picks. You heard it. Zion Williamson, Jackson Hayes, Nikola Alexander Walker as well at 118 and 17. And it just, it started out with the Pelicans making the move earlier of moving out of fourth. And initially, you see they traded down to the Hawks in exchange for three 2019 selections, 8, 17, and 35, and a heavily protected 2020 first round pick from the Cleveland Cavaliers. But the biggest issue that he got to, David Griffin, was being able to send to Atlanta Solomon Hill and that $12.8 million. That's what's incredible. CBSSports.com, Jordan, has the Pelicans winning the draft. ESPN has several people saying the Pelicans won the draft.
It's not only the Pelicans, but David Griffin and the Pelicans, just by what he said during his interviews on national TV last night. So
yeah, exactly. And the main thing that a lot of people really liked what David Griffin was saying, he immediately tried to make sure to let everyone know that the pressure is not going to be on him as much as he can. I mean, he's trying to make that sort of happen. This is Griffin.
Supposed to be the savior of this franchise. That's not what this is. This is a 19-year-old kid who's going to spend this year learning how to play winning NBA basketball. Let Zion be that kid. Don't write this like he's here to save this franchise. He's not. He's here to join this family, and we're here to raise each other.
Just continuing things to... He's just continuing to do things that get you to just sit there and applaud and go, man, isn't it nice to see the organization being run this way, right? Incredible. Chew, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. What's your thoughts, man?
I agree with you, Gus. I applaud everything he's done so far. The one questionable thing is keeping Gentry, but at the same time, like you said, he's building a team that fits Gentry's style. So Gentry's got 2 years to prove himself as well. So I think one of the biggest keys, though, was getting rid of the Solomon Hill contract and still able to get, you know, two quality players also. So I was jacked up, man. I wasn't at Fulton Square. I was at home. But, you know, it was definitely a good feeling knowing that we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And look, when you look at all the players, including the player that they selected in the second round, the Brazilian guard, I thought was incredible. So they didn't, you know, they traded away the 39th pick, got that 35th pick, and called it a night. 6'5", 190, shooting guard, Marcos Lozardo Silva. And let's see what he can develop it, and he can sort of be as well. But look, I like the three first round picks. They just make sense, right? I mean, they really do. Alexander Walker is the cousin of the
Shane.
Guard from, yeah, exactly, from the Clippers. Yeah. Goodness, having trouble speaking today. But 6'5", 205 from Virginia Tech. I like him. I like what, you know, he can maybe add and bring to this team here. I really like Jackson Hayes at 8, to be honest with you. 6'11", 220, and everything that you're reading this morning and last night, man, athleticism, shot blocking, really going to help? You needed that big, you know, because we were looking at maybe bringing you a big and using that fourth round pick to do that. So you got your big, you got a couple additional picks, and then eventually you get rid of that contract for Solomon Hill. So now you have $31 million. I mean, you could technically maybe try to go for a big max free agent. I don't know if that's what they do, but you've really done a lot in one night, man. It's incredible. And especially when you go over the overall haul that you got, and what Anthony Davis, what he turned the Anthony Davis trade into, it's just incredible.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Brazilian guy, he's more of a project, so he'll probably stay in Brazil for a year or two, unless he just comes over and shows something that they better, you know, bring him up right now. But from what they were saying last night, he's more of a project. He'll probably stay in Brazil at least another year.
Right.
But yeah, Nikhil, I liked him at Virginia. At Virginia Tech. He was I like Chauncey Billups' player comparisons. And you know, he was Gilbert. Who was he? I forgot who he was. I'm sorry, but he and Jackson Hayes are going to be. I think they'll match up well with what Zion does. You know, Jackson, he and Zion both are going to have to work on their shots, but. You know, if he could just be that presence, that defense, you know, basically what AD was like his first 3 years. Mm-hmm. AD really didn't have a shot his first 3 years, and then he started to develop one. But he was all over the court blocking shots, playing defense. So I like all the moves that Griffin's making, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Thank you, Chu. Appreciate the phone call. 800-998-1003. So at the end of the day, at least for now, right now. Pelicans have turned Anthony Davis into Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart. They get the number 8 pick, Jackson Hayes. The number 17 pick, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. The number 35th pick, and Marcos Lazuda-Silver. The 2020 protected first-round pick. 2021 protected first-round pick. A 2023 unprotected pick. That's the swap with the Lakers. And a 2024 and protected first-round pick from the Lakers with the right to defer to 2025. All that for AD.
Wow.
And you got rid of Solomon Hill's contract.
Also, something that a lot of people haven't been hearing about is undrafted guard Aubrey Dawkins.
Yes.
Out of UCF has agreed to terms on an Exhibit 10 deal with New Orleans. So that's almost like a training, like compared to football. It's almost like a
correct.
Come out to training camp and practice with us.
Yeah.
So. Let's see if he makes a team.
Like I said, everything it's to try to digest, you know, everything that took place yesterday, the man worked. I mean, David Griffin was working, did some serious stuff yesterday. And really, I thought set this franchise up to win sooner rather than later, set this franchise up to be able to have some money and spend it appropriately. And I think if anything, it just goes to show you and to the team, like you heard David Griffin sort of say, like with Jrue Holiday, you're not in full rebuild mode, but it just makes so much sense in so many different areas, man. Mike Golic this morning on Golic and Wingo.
People look at David Griffin, a guy who for a while we thought might have been in line for the Lakers job,
right,
for the connection with LeBron James, who has a relationship with Rich Paul, who you can't discount that at this point,
yes,
because, man, having a relationship with Rich Paul seems to put you at access to a lot of the main players the league has to offer. So can David Griffin's savvy and the things that we saw him do in Cleveland carry over here and be a part of building around this guy?
Chauncey Billups on the Pels.
Well, we don't know what his ceiling is, because to be honest with you, you know, he's unlike any player that we've ever seen. You know, his quickness side to side is unmatched. When I talk about the explosiveness of Blake Griffin, it's even times two off of 2 feet. Charles Barkley's body type, he's even bigger than Charles Barkley was, you know, when Charles was in his prime. So we haven't seen a player like that. I love the fact that he plays the game the right way, Stan. Like, he's a good teammate. People like playing with him. He passes when he's supposed to pass. No selfish bone in his body. And he's as humble as they come. I think, you know, it's safe to say I think he'll be a perennial all-star in this league.
All right, so you put it all together. they a playoff team next season?
It depends. They don't have a lot of experience right now, so it's yet to be seen. Talent-wise, I love the trade. They got some very good young players there. Brandon Ingram, I'm a huge fan. Lonzo Ball, I'm a huge fan. I mean, they got some good players. Josh Hart, I really like him. Just no experience, and as we know, when that season gets late, experience needs to be on that roster.
I agree to an extent. I think that's where Drew Holiday comes into play. Talent's going to help you win games. Let's be honest, right? When we talk about coaching, you got to have talent. Talent's more than half the battle. Do you have the players that can make plays? Now, there's some question marks on here. I'm excited. There's one that, you know, continues. Again, who's scoring? Where's the points going to come from? But there's a fantastic article that, Jordan, you can retweet as well from The Ringer. Not Jordan. Jordan Kahn that came in and wrote about Zion, but Dan Devine, or Devine, wrote an excellent piece breaking down the draft and what the Pelicans did last night. It's titled, "The Zion Era Pelicans May Be Closer to Competing Than You Think." And he goes on to show all the different things, from all the draft picks to everything that they got, but to also the players that they currently have and why he likes players like Virginia Tech guard Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Big, versatile playmaker with poise, loves the pick and roll. Again, that's what you're thinking, right? And that's the thing. When I look at a player like Zion, I've been saying that for a couple of days now. This is a dream pick and roll player, just when you think about it from that perspective. But what he says is you look at Williamson, Hayes, and Brandon Ingram. It's a combination of length, athleticism in the front court. He says Alexander Walker, Lonzo Ball, Drew Holiday can all handle the ball, pass and defend multiple positions on the perimeter. You have Etuan Moore, Josh Hart. They're tough professional guards who can knock down catch and shoot looks. And then he says you have the lower wattage members of the Drew crew who fought their way into rotation after the AD apocalypse, as he calls it. Guys like Kenrick Williams, Frank Jackson, Shaq Diallo, Christian Wood, Jahlil Okafor. Again, you have those hustle players. You start looking at this roster, why can't they contend? That's what I keep saying. Why can't they contend for the A spot? I think that'd be fantastic. You know? 800-998-1003. When we come back, I want to play in its entirety Zion's post just got drafted chat, which was incredible. Got emotional speaking about his mom. We'll play that as well. Again, if you were celebrating out there at Pelican Fest, you probably didn't get to hear a lot of what he had to say. So I'm going to play some of that as well. But I want to hear from you Pels fans. It's happened. He's here. Pelicans drafted Zion Williamson and did a lot of work on draft day yesterday in the first round, second round as well, moving some contracts. I want to hear from you, Pels fans. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio, NOLA on Twitter as well. It's the Sports Hangover, where hour one is always brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
It's time. It's time. It's Barker Mazda summer sales event time. That's right, folks. Chris Morales again with Barker Mazda. And it's time for you to save big on the new Mazda of your choice. You can drive home any new 2018 Mazda 6 Sporter Touring model in stock and take $3,500 off the MSRP. Or get a new 2019 Mazda CX-5. Get 750 APR cash plus 2.9% financing for 60 months. Want to go full size? Then grab a new 2019 Mazda CX-9 and get 1,000 APR cash plus 1.9% financing. financing for up to 60 months. And don't forget, you receive complimentary maintenance for up to 2 years on every new Mazda purchase this month. So give us a call today at 1-800-256-2737 or visit us on the web at BarkerMazda.com. Barker Mazda, where the boss says, let them roll! Not all buyers will qualify. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/19. See dealer for complete details.
Come on, make the move to Mazda.
Lawn lovers, run with us on a John Deere mower because the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and the time has come to get your yard in shape. So head to the Green Tag sales event at your John Deere dealer today and get $200 off Z300 Series Z-Track mower and the S240 lawn tractor. What are you waiting for? These deals won't last forever. Nothing runs like a John Deere. Run with us. Some conditions apply. Offer ends July 2nd. See JohnDeere.com or participating dealers for details. Visit Home Attractor today, a locally owned John Deere dealer specializing in sales, parts, and service since 1987.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Now the city of New Orleans is so happy to welcome you to the family. I mean, they've been throwing a party basically all day. Is there anything that you'd like to say to your new team and family in New Orleans?
Let's dance.
There it is. Crank it up, Joey. That is, it's got to be the hashtag, right? Is it this season's hashtag?
Let's
hashtag
dance.
Let's dance. Oh, my goodness. Dude, don't pinch me. Don't pinch me. No, stop it. No, don't you dare pinch me because I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up.
You're not dreaming.
It's unbelievable. I like, it still has not hit me. Not even talking about drafting Zion. That's still incredible to me, considering the amount of shows that we did during the college basketball season and towards the end after AD said it's my time and all this other stuff, and that's all, folks. Y'all remember, right? I'd sit here towards the end of the show or any time Duke played, I'm like, you got to go. By the way, Duke's taking on so-and-so tonight. Go check it out. I didn't think you could ever get, remember, our hope was that the Knicks or somebody would win the lottery so that we could try to trade to get the number one pick. Remember?
And tap your heels together 3 times and think to yourself, there's no place like
yeah.
home.
No place
there's
like home.
No
what if,
place
what
like
if you just got pinched and you woke up? Right before the whole Anthony Davis debacle started.
Yeah. No. Again, I just... Seeing... You were with me yesterday.
Correct.
Seeing the amount of people wearing the red... It just... There were fans everywhere.
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 The line to get the free t-shirt
yeah.
was wrapped around the block.
But it was incredible. I mean, I hadn't even... posted any of my videos or pictures. I haven't got it. It was just incredible. They did it right. And look, you know what? Nice job, Pels. They didn't have, you know what? I mean, that stage was awesome. Everyone could be a part of it.
The hashtag, do it right. They did it right.
They did it right. They honestly did it right from every aspect. If you're inside of Manning's, outside of Manning's, it was incredible. It was done right.
Don't even get us started on the beignets.
Oh.
The beignets. Uh-huh.
Now you with me on beignets. Those beignets were delicious.
I told you those are exactly how I like them too.
No, I have not had a better beignet. I'm not kidding you. Those things, it was like a pastry. It was incredible. Now, point is, that's what I was excited about. I mean, I could sit here for 3 hours, and we will. We're going to have Jake Madison coming up at 1:15. But to me, basketball-wise, they killed it. Got three first-round picks that make sense. You got a big in Jackson Hayes, who I mean, again, basketball-wise, I can go on, and we will, as to why I'm excited. I'm talking about the passion and the energy. I get it. They're going to have to win. They're going to have to try to do that to sustain it. But I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think people are excited. And again, I go back to, I thought it was interesting to hear David Griffin come out and verbalize it. Hey, he's not here to be the savior. He's part of the family. Other people going to help out. Do this. I like that. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on him already. But if that's how they're going to treat him internally and say, look, hey, you're just part of the team. We're going to build around you.
Yeah.
Right. I just think it helps. And then, again, I've said this because we followed him during the season here. And a lot of people last night, Jordan, I would agree. I would say, like, my wife, her family, people that maybe didn't follow basketball. I mean, they probably heard of Zion, but let's be honest. How many people up until last night probably heard him? Know his story. Know how close he is with his family. But in the minutes that followed after him being drafted, people got to hear and see why I've been so excited. He makes it real easy to cheer as Jordan is staring at a Zion Williamson jerseys to start and hit the shelves.
It's officially will be wearing number one.
Yes, he will be wearing number one. Well, this is right after the draft. I mean, right after he gets picked. The one-on-one interview.
Well, Zion, certainly the moment we all anticipated, but you've been waiting for this moment since you were five. How would you describe being the number one overall pick in this draft?
I mean, I don't know what to say. I didn't think I'd be in this position. My mom sacrificed a lot for me. I wouldn't be here without my mom. She did everything for me. I just want to thank her.
Your mom was your coach when you were coming up. She coached you until you were 14. What are the sacrifices you feel as though she made for you?
She put her dreams aside for mine. She always looked out for the family, friends, and for herself.
Mom, we can see that Zion visibly emotional, as are you. What are you feeling right now in this moment?
He's worked since five for this moment. And when you know it's coming, but you just can't really, you just got to wait for it to happen and to watch his hard work pay off and to watch this, we're so happy for him. We're so happy.
Mom, what have you seen from your son over the course of this entire process?
I've seen somebody who believed in the process, who put in the work, and who, you know, put those naysayers aside and just continue to do what we ask and continue to believe in the process. And because of that, we're here today.
And Zion, I know you said you didn't believe that you would be here in this moment. When did that belief change? Was it shaking the commissioner's hand and officially being the pick?
Yeah. I don't even seem real. I just shook his hand. I dreamed about this since I was four. And for it to actually happen, I just thank God for it.
Now the city of New Orleans is so happy to welcome you to the family. I mean, they've been throwing a party basically all day. Is there anything that you'd like to say to your new team and family in New Orleans?
Let's dance. Let's dance.
And it's real easy to root for him. I love his outfit, huh?
He went with the LeBron James look.
Dude, I love it, man. It's incredible. So that was obviously him there. Pelicans this morning posted what it was like in the war room when it happened. And here's David Griffin handing the phone to Miss Benson, who makes the pick.
To make our selection. Hold on.
Okay, Richard Zion Williamson. Come on! Come on!
first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson from Duke University.
How you doing, boy? Yeah, well, we're doing great too, okay? We're doing great also, man. Hey, you can't imagine how excited everybody in this city is. I mean, they've got a thing going on downtown, and the streets are all blocked off now. No one can get in there, no one can get out. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'll send you a picture of it. You won't believe it. I mean, it's the most excitement this city has seen since Reggie Bush was drafted here. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're so fired up. It's incredible. But
My turn.
Okay, Chris, taking the phone from me. Hey, love it, though, man. Tell your little brother he was decked out, though. I love it, okay? love the bow tie, okay? Here's Griff. Hold on.
Big fella. Welcome to the family, man.
He's so fired up, man.
You officially are the first player to ever make me cry after we selected him, so congratulations. Watching you talk about your mother I just could barely watch it, man. It choked me up. Man, we got a room full of people that are so excited about this, I can't even stand it. Can I give you to Mrs. Benson real quick?
He is so handsome with his little tuxedo on. And you look very...
Jackson Hayes.
Yeah, he's the man, you're right.
And that was Mrs. Benson. 3 o'clock, the press conference for Zion Williamson today. So it's like I said, it's going to be so easy to root for him. I don't pinch me. That's how I feel today. Don't pinch me. I don't know. You know what? I'll be bold. I'll be bold, right? It's real simple to me. It's not if, it's when. That's why I'm excited today. Because I can legitimately feel not if, but when. I'm talking about the Larry O'Brien. Not if, but when. And I'm not even saying it's because of Zion. I'm just talking about what you see now with that organization. Got a guy that gets it in Griffin, surrounding himself with basketball people. You have ownership that says, let's go do it. Again, I understand this has to translate to wins, minutes on the court. Shots have to be made, defenses. I get all of that. But man, any successful business starts from the top. It starts with belief. It starts with leadership. It starts with being able to trickle that down. And then surround yourself with good, smart people that are happy, that want to be there, that want to succeed. Then you go about the business of accumulating the talent. And remember, the beauty of all of this is it's just getting started. There's going to be tinkerings of players. The Saints, when they won in 2009, that process started a couple of seasons beforehand. Right? But it started with the hiring of Sean Payton. It started from the top. They found a little instant success. No one expected him to go to the NFC Championship game. They were ahead of schedule, no doubt. But you saw that it was belief. You could sit there and look at it and go, all right, not if, but when. And that's how I feel today. Maybe I'm wrong, but it sure doesn't feel like it, right? I can't be the only person that feels it's not if, but when. I legitimately, honestly think David Griffin has started the process that at some point will add a Larry O'Brien trophy next to the Lombardi trophy in that facility. At some point in time, you're going to be able to walk in and see the Larry O'Brien trophy in the case where the Lombardi Trophy is at the Saints facility. I legitimately believe that. Again, it's screaming it to me. 800-998-1003. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. When we come back, Rafael Esparza. I'm interested, Mr. Vegas. What are the odds that they're at least a playoff team? Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj, this morning on Get Up. They're a playoff team in the West. That's what he said about your Pelicans. I'm pumped. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
The NASCAR Report is sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
The Cup Series had Father's Day weekend off, but there was still plenty of action and drama with the Xfinity and Truck Tour doubleheader at Iowa Speedway. After rain pushed the truck race a Sunday afternoon, it looked like Ross Chastain would score the victory and move one step closer to a spot in the playoffs. However, in post-race inspection, his truck was found to be too low and he was disqualified. The penalty was upheld Wednesday as Nice Motorsports had their appeal denied. But it doesn't end there. Austin Hill dumped Johnny Sauter late in the race, and Sauter retaliated under caution, intentionally wrecking Hill. And as a result, he's been suspended for this weekend's race at Gateway. Less drama in the Xfinity race as Christopher Bell won his series-leading fourth race of 2019. The Xfinity Tour is off this week. Meanwhile, the Cup Stars run the first road course of the year Sunday in Sonoma at 2:15. The Truck Series runs at Gateway Motorsports Park just outside of St. Louis Saturday night at 9:10. And finally, Junior Motorsports announced Wednesday that Fox Sports analyst Regan Smith will run a pair of Xfinity Series races for the team at Road America and Mid-Ohio. Bringing you up to speed, I'm Will Rabb, reporting for ESPN New Orleans.
This NASCAR report has been sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts, serving the local area for over 50 years. Sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Napa
Know-How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know-How.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ. Smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow over on Twitter. Rafael, happy Friday to you. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, you know, we're fantastic.
Something happened yet last night?
Kind of a big thing took place yesterday. Rafael, when you look at, obviously, the draft, what the Pelicans did, Adrian Wojnarowski this morning on Get Up says he sees them as a playoff team in the West. A couple of other people are saying that they won the draft. A lot of sites around the country are saying that the Pels won the draft, in particular David Griffin. Your overall thoughts on what the Pelicans did last night?
Yeah, they made the most noise in the draft. I'm not going to say they won the draft because these kids haven't played yet. I mean, so let's let these kids play at least maybe 10 games on either belt. Did they have an outstanding draft on what they did? Yes, they did. But again, we draft kids to play basketball. We don't draft kids just to sit around so we can talk about them. They have to play basketball. So I'm going to wait to see how all these kids play the game this season before I started. I don't like the grade A, B, C, and drafts because these kids haven't done anything for me in the NBA. So let me just hold back. But if you want to talk about who made the most noise and who did we talk about all day yesterday, then yes, the Pelicans got an A++++++.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think it's pretty good when you get the number one overall player, obviously, by winning the lottery. And then, to me, center Jackson Hayes, number one center, coming in, adding that athleticism as well. I love all the moves. More importantly, being able to get rid of Solomon Hill's contract. And now you got $30 million that you can go spend in free agency, which starts in 9 days. Do you think, when you put out some playoff odds, do you think the Pels have some decent odds?
You know what? The West is tough. I mean, everyone's going to think, oh, but Golden State's not. If you look at the top eight teams, there's really only maybe two teams that maybe you can scratch them not making the playoffs. I think Golden State would not be shocked if they do the exact same thing with the San Antonio Spurs did when they lost the Admiral, and then they were able to get Tim Duncan in the draft. I would not be shocked if that's the way Golden State might end up. Maybe they don't make the playoffs. But Denver is going to be a force. Portland improved. Houston's still going to be around, even though everyone's fighting. Utah had an outstanding last couple of days in the NBA. OKC, still OKC. Then you still got the Spurs, and I still think Kawhi goes to the Clippers. So now the Clippers were the eighth seed in the playoffs, and now if you throw Kawhi Leonard on it and then everything they had, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Sacramento barely missed out. I shouldn't say barely. They were, I think, maybe 18 or something like that. And then you have to throw the Lakers. So that's not just because they got Zion, they got all this money, and they drafted all these kids. Let's not say they're going to make the playoffs and win the ship, because that Western Conference, I love what Utah Jazz have done. If I had a pick, maybe a favorite coming out of the West right now, boy, I wouldn't want to place Utah.
Yeah, you know, now you went over it like that. You're right. The West is a little more difficult, but at least there's some hope there for sure. So what would you say when you look at it? Is Kawhi's decision sort of help or, I guess, shape where that balance is going to sort of be?
Oh, yeah, because if Kawhi stays, then I think the band all stays. Then I think the big man from Toronto stays. If he leaves the Clippers, then I think Toronto loses a couple people. And now maybe people maybe want to jump ship to go to the Eastern Conference, because the Eastern Conference is going to be wide open. The Celtics, who wants to – me and you could probably play for them right now. Who wants to play in Boston? It's just going to be Milwaukee and maybe the 76ers, who maybe still going to lose Jimmy Butler. I think Harris stays in Philly, but I think Jimmy Butler goes. So – yeah, I think everything is go around what Kawhi does. Yes, the draft is over. Yes, Zion's coming here. Bring your jerseys, buy the T-shirts and all that. But let's see where Kawhi is going, because he can be the make it or break it if the Pelicans make the playoffs or not. Because if the Clippers come in, they're going to make the playoffs of Kawhi. Let's all face it. If Kawhi Leonard goes to Clippers, they're going to be a top five team in the West.
Yeah, I look at it from that perspective in that, you know, if because the Clippers got some nice young assets and young players as well, so it would make sense from that perspective. When you look at the draft and other moves that the teams are going to make, again, it coming in 9 days when free agency starts, is Boston, you almost get the sense and feel like the Celtics need to do something, right?
I don't know what's going to happen in Boston. We all thought that they were going to get one, two stars. They were maybe going to get Anthony Davis in the trade last year all throughout the season, and now no one wants to go there. They got all this draft picks, all this money, and no one wants to play with them. I don't know. I think maybe the New Jersey Nets or the Brooklyn Nets are going to be what we thought the Boston Celtics were going to be. I think that we're going to see them make some noise. They're still in the Kevin Durant talk with the Knicks and Golden State. So I think the Nets are what we thought the Celtics were going to be this year.
Yeah, I know the LSU product, Tremont Waters, being drafted in the second round, 21st pick in the second round, 51 overall to the Celtics there. I think it's a perfect fit with him, especially with Brad Stevens. They've used smaller guards to success there. Well, what do you think of his fit going to Boston or his chances to make that team?
His chances of making a team are really, really good, because they're going to need all the help. They're going to probably lose one or two guards, because don't forget, if Kyrie leaves, I think Morris is probably going to be on his way out as well. So they're going to need backcourt help. So I think that fits well. Now, Brett, I mean, their head coach may be on the hot seat. Let's say if they don't get a free agent and they say they don't do what they thought they were going to do this season, he may be gone. So I think Waters makes the team. I think he can contribute quickly on that team. I like the way Waters also plays defense. So, yeah, I think that's a very good fit for him in Boston.
Yeah, no doubt. Anything else stand out from yesterday, or are you now getting geared up for free agency?
I thought, like I said, Utah Jazz, if it wasn't for Zion and the Pelicans making all these picks and all these plays and stuff like that, Utah Jazz, not only did they get Conley, who's going to be huge for them in the backcourt, they got this kid from Charleston in the second round, Gerald Brantley from Brantley, who can also contribute and make that bench even more stronger. I'm telling you, I was at the Chicago Bulls game when Michael Jordan beat Utah, and I got booed and almost got beat up. But, wow, I might have to take a trip to Utah to come watch them play this year, because they're going to be fun to watch.
Wow. Giving the Jazz a little pat on the back there, Rafael, since you basically said that they'll
stay. I will give the Pelicans. I usually have one or two teams that I'm going to watch all the while just because they're fun to watch,
right,
win or lose. The Pelicans are going to have huge TV ratings. Not because of Zion. Yeah, because of Zion, but who they are. I mean, Ball is going to draw a lot of interest. Who's what these Laker guys going to do in this team? The Pelicans are going to get some really, really massive TV ratings. Even if it wasn't for New Orleans, let's say if there was Memphis or Zion went to Memphis and all that, they're going to get huge, huge, huge TV ratings. They're going to be a fun team to watch, win or lose.
I say 15 to 20 nationally televised games. What do you say?
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, but yeah, Zion, and then with Ball, hopefully we don't put his dad on TV or in the air here in New Orleans. But yeah, they're going to be fun, interesting. They can make some noise and maybe get that eighth seed in the playoffs. But if Kawhi goes to Clippers and let's say the Lakers land some people, ouch, it's going to be a tough. I know Woj probably said that because he's on ESPN. He gets paid by ESPN, and we have to kiss whatever ESPN tells us. But wow, so to say that they're going to be a playoff team, that's a really bold statement, not knowing where Kawhi's going.
Yeah, no, well, there he is. Rafael Esparza, not on the Adrian Wojnarowski train. You can follow him over on Twitter at @VSIDocSports. Any fights, anything this weekend you want to talk about?
UFC, we got wrestling. I put betting odds on what WWE wrestler's going to join AEW next. I got Stranger Things, Season 3 betting odds, hot dog eating contest, Little League World Series. Oh, you name it, I got something up.
Little League World Series, huh?
Carver, once Carver's in there, I'll put some odds on him. Will he bat for the cycle? How many home runs? Will he point to the fence when he hits one out? So
there you go. Got to do the double kiss straight up, though, with the finger.
And how long would his bat flip be? Come on, Carver.
Oh, yeah. We'll teach him the proper length of time with the bat flip so he doesn't get thrown at the next at bat. I didn't realize.
That's him.
Thank you, Rafael. Appreciate it, as always.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. 800-998-1003. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll open up the phone lines. Jake Madison's going to help break us down a little bit more specific about some of the players they got. I'll read you some of the remarks from a couple of analysts on some of the players that the Pelicans drafted. Plus, we'll hear more from Zion Williamson. 3 o'clock, the official news press conference in which he meets and greets the folks of New Orleans here. So you have fresh Zion sounds. Yeah.
He's going to be at the facility.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. Yeah. You're leaving early, aren't you? You got a doctor's appointment at 2:30? Uh-huh.
I got to see if he could add me on Snapchat.
You can go. You can go. Go see him. You don't have to finish the show. Go see him in person. You're going to gush, aren't you?
Oh.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back, too. Through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
My name is Big Mike Fazy, and I know tough times. I remember my mom counting pennies to buy a loaf of bread. Always promised myself to strive to do better for my children, and I have been blessed to do so. Now I want to strive to do better for our communities, from education to career opportunities, from coastal erosion to infrastructure. I know we can make better tomorrows because I've done it all my life. I ask for your support and your vote. Big Mike Fazy for State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Facey Sr.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
They're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
And Musso.
And we invite you to join us every single weekday for After Further Review. I tell you every single day. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Weekdays on After Further Review. Join us from 3 to 6. It's AFR on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Screaming A, thoughts on Zion having to prove himself in the NBA.
I believe he will be a superstar, but you actually have to get out there and do it. And let's not act like we haven't prognosticated and made predictions in the past of people who would be superstars and they ended up wet in the bed and not getting it done. I'm big on go out there and do it. We might find that Zion can score, that Zion could rebound, that Zion could play, but going up against men who got to pay mortgages and take care of families who ain't going to be scared of him physically or otherwise are going to have something to say about that. So let's make sure we understand that. And I think that that's something that, needs to be taken into consideration. We believe in Zion. We believe Zion is going to be big time. But is he a superstar yet? Unless you're talking box office. Now, that's different. If you're talking about people walking through the turnstiles, fine. But I'm talking about in terms of on-the-court performance. Now, my brother, you Hold got on. To go out there and do it first.
I mean, wouldn't that apply to literally everybody that got drafted last night? I mean, that, right? I mean, it would be literally to everybody. Jim Eichenhofer of Pelicans.com had a chance to sit down with Zion after the draft and has this.
You talked yesterday about how you weren't sure, how you really didn't know how you were going to react to hearing your name called. How would you describe the way that you reacted?
Man, the emotions just hit me. You know, I said I'm going to try to hold my tears back until I get to the bag. But, you know, I was able to hold it, you know, to get my good picture with the commissioner. But when Maria Taylor started asking me questions and my mom was there, the emotions just hit me.
People have asked you a bunch already tonight about the reaction back in New Orleans. Obviously, we haven't seen a lot of it yet because we've been here. But from the visit that you made to New Orleans back a few weeks ago or earlier this month, what were some of your favorite parts about being able to be in the city? I know you mentioned you had fans coming up to you, high-fiving you. What did you like most about just being in New Orleans?
You know, it was just a great feel. Like, you know, it was almost like they were really welcoming me to a family. Like, they were excited to see me. You know, they were telling me, like, certain spots I should go to for food. And I was like, I'm going to have to stay away from those a little bit. But I'll make a stop. But I was there for, like, maybe less than 24 hours. And the time I spent there was just incredible. Like, so I'm glad they selected me.
I know that you've known for a little while that it was a possibility that you could go to New Orleans. What are your thoughts about the fact that there's such a Duke influence in the organization with the new GM? Trajan Langdon is from there. There's two players with Frank Jackson and Ja Okafor. What do you think it's going to be like to, you know, join a few Duke guys?
They call it the Brotherhood for a reason. You know, it's not just from the year you're there. It's from all the players that played there. Like, we all look out for each other, and you know, I'm just glad I can be around so many Duke people.
What was your experience like of, I know you've talked to David Griffin and Alvin Gentry a bunch, whether it was at the draft combine or when you went to New Orleans. What's been your impression of them so far? I know people talk about Alvin, he's one of the cooler head coaches in the league, and Griffin has just made a great impression on everybody in just the couple months that he's been there.
You know, with Coach Gentry, you know, he's just, like you say, he's a cool coach, but I know he can take it from, you know, being a cool coach to, all right, let's get down. And you know, I think he's going to allow me to play. So I'm glad I can be a part of that system. And with David Griffin, I mean, we all see it. I mean, I think he has, like, some good luck charm with getting the number one picks and stuff. So, you know, I'm just glad I was selected by them.
Last thing, how excited are you to go to New Orleans tomorrow and be there in person, and then also to be able to put on an NBA jersey pretty soon for Summer League and that going forward?
I mean, it means a lot because I know that when I get off that plane, I can say it's my new home officially. Like, I'm home.
I thought he was going to say, when I get off that plane, I'm like, man, it's hot.
Well, yes, he's going to find it's hot, but being from South Carolina, he knows a little bit about hot and humidity. But I love that last part, though. I'm home. It's such a contrast, right? Done all I could, my time.
Gave everything
I had.
Obviously you didn't, because I've never seen
and again,
what I saw last
look,
night.
I understand it. He got drafted there, so of course it's going to be his home wherever he goes. But I'm talking about just what Pels fans have had to go through emotionally, right? Just to hear their newest, you know, player that a lot of people believe will be a franchise player say, I can't wait to go home. And I don't think it's any coincidence. You heard David Griffin in the video that I played earlier from the Pels from the War Room. He keeps using the word family. Over and over and over again. And it's resonated because Zion, in three interviews that we've played, has said the word
family.
Family. And I was using the word home. These are phrases and words that you use that show comfort, that show, you know, togetherness and people being behind you and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you have to use those kind of terms just to ease what he's feeling because he's, again, he's only 18 years old.
Right.
Imagine someone 2 years younger than me going to another city with all these high expectations, and you have to help ease that player that
right. Which, again, okay. Is one of the reasons that, you know, we were all sitting here the last couple of days going, there's no way you're trading Drew Holiday. You've got to have that veteran presence, that presence as well as say, it's my locker room, don't worry about it. You go do you, you know, be a part of the team rather than, it'd be completely different if you would have gone to New York or LA. I mean, it's completely different.
The expectations would be amplified by 100.
100. And you don't have the support system there, you know? Hour one in the books. It was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. Hour two next. Don't go anywhere. It's Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.